You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of the Mornings with Pat Craig on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
You're one for two on our number for the day quiz this week.
Yes, I am.
So we're going to see if you can make it two out of three and clinch a winning week a little bit later on in the program. But to start things off here today, and Hump Day Wednesday, and really happy to welcome back Christine Martins again from the Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. Christine, good to see you.
Good morning.
And also Carl Martins. And Carl, good to see you again. Good to have you both get a little bit closer to those microphones.
Oh,
make sure everybody is be able to hear it, because we want to talk about some very interesting stuff with Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. But before we talk about, I think, some very fun activities that you're going to be dealing with here very, very soon, a person that would come in with you, a person that was very important to the Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks, Gary Gisselman, just recently passed away. And I know that it's a huge loss for so many folks here in the Wausau area, but I know it's a massive loss for Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks, isn't it?
Well, it is, because Gary was our guiding hand. He was an original member back when it started in the 80s, and he brought it back about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, because he knew it was important. He knew what reminding people about the importance of historic buildings and history was incredibly important. So he brought it back, and he guided us through a lot. And mostly he was just a really good friend and became very close over the years, all four of us. We're a very small group, so missing one person is a lot. And like I say, mostly he was just a close friend of all of us.
You had actually sent me a note to talk about some of these events you wanted to talk about here today before he passed on. And then you said, oh, well, we're going to kind of take a step back here, and I'll get back to you in terms of when you want to come on. And something you said before we came on the air, you said he would make sure that you wanted to continue and that these events are important, and having this organization is very important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I would think Gary had a love of history, of course, but most importantly, it was sharing the history with people.
Right.
Not just learning yourself, but going out, sharing, getting other people excited about the history so they could pass it along to more people. And I would think it would be one of his wishes to continue the work of this group. He put a lot of thought and effort and skill into this group.
And one of the aspects here that is so nice is that this area has a lot of landmarks. History is all over the place when you talk about Wausau and Marathon County, and that's what you're going to continue to do. And what is next? Where are we going to start here? Because, I mean, you actually have a number of different things that we can be talking about. Where do you want to start here this morning?
Tomorrow, we will be doing our last architecture amble of the season. And we decided to kind of switch it up a bit, and we will be doing a tour of the 5th District. Gary was representative of the 5th District. And last year, we actually did that area from Athletic Field and north. This time, we'll start at Athletic Field and go south and check out more of the residential area rather than the industrial area. I mean, they go hand in hand, of course. But so we're going to wander around, like I say, around Athletic Field, check out some local favorites like Zillman's.
Yep.
Gotta love Zillman's.
You gotta love Zillman's, exactly right.
And we've been looking into what is it called? The Hmong Market.
Oh, sure.
What was there before that? And that whole area. Sometimes you can be surprised by what comes up in the area. I was doing some research in the city directory. There's a building on 6th Street that used to be the Breakaway Club. Most people would know it as that in the 80s and 90s.
Isn't that, real quickly, I want to jump in, because when you talk about that, sometimes I'll be driving and there's one of the drugstores. There's like back to back by Bridge Street. There's one that's a Walgreens, and there's another. I forget what the name of it. It's one of those.
CVS. But,
yeah, CVS. Back when I was younger, there was this wood place I forget what it was called, but it was there for many, many, many years. Then it got torn down, I don't know how many years ago. But when I drive by there, I still think of that place. I think a lot of people think back to the old buildings, even many years afterwards, where there's something new. Because anybody that grows up in this area, they remember what it used to be. And it's actually more fun that way, isn't it?
And that's how you give directions, of course.
Of course, of course.
I believe what you're looking at is Stone's Building.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that building was actually dismantled and is being stored.
Oh.
And it has been looked at a few different times.
Wasn't that building there for like the turn of the century, if I'm not mistaken?
I think even before that, I'm trying to remember, but I believe this is where Gary would be really important. No more crutch to lean on. It had the first dynamo, I guess you would call it, for electric.
Oh, wow.
To power it. If I remember right, I apologize if that's incorrect.
But that's
cool. My memory of that. Like I say, they keep thinking about reusing that building since it is dismantled carefully. But yes, it's all about looking backward, what used to be places.
Wonderful memories.
Absolutely.
Real quickly, you talk about, and Carl, you can jump in as well, during this event on Thursday, more of the residential area. How much turnover is there? I mean, when you take a tour there, are there houses that have been around for a very long time that you're going to visit on Thursday?
Yes, actually, that neighborhood is kind of interesting in that when we were doing the looking up when things were built, there seemed to be in the late 1800s, there was several that were built and they're still there. And then there was another building lots being built about 1910, mm-hmm. and a little bit later than that. So a lot of those houses go back to about the turn of the century.
Really? Those houses are still up?
A lot of them are, yes.
That is very interesting.
It's a good mix over there, and it's a good mix of architectural styles as well. I mean, a lot of them are just called front gabled, which means when you look at the house, where the roof comes together is in the front. But there are some interesting ones over there. I think it'll be fun when we take a walk through.
This event, Walking Through Gary Gisselman's Old District, begins at Athletic Park again tomorrow, Thursday at 6 p.m., and is free. We will talk more to Christine and Carl Martins about another terrific event, the Tour to Marathon County, which is coming up in about a month. They'll be back with us at 7:22 a.m. More Pat Kreitlow coming up after the top of the hour news update here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The time is 7:22 on a hump day Wednesday morning. We are talking to Christine Martins and Carl Martins of Friends of Wausau Historic Landmarks. We talked in the previous segment about the event going on near Athletic Park in the old district that was represented by Gary Gisselman. That will be happening at 6 p.m. Thursday, a free tour around that area. But that's not all. There's also going to be a special event called the Tour de Central Wisconsin. Yes, not the Tour de France, the Tour de Central Wisconsin. And asked Carl about what exactly is this.
Last year, I decided, and as a group, we decided that we needed to start exploring outside of Wausau because all these cities are connected to Wausau in some sort of way. Last year, we did West, where we went to Stratford, Athens, and Edgar, and Brokaw and Mosinee. But this year, we're actually heading out to Ringgold, and we got two people in Ringgold, some locals helping us, and then we're going to be stopping in Hatley, got some help there in St. Florian, and we're stopping way over in Eldoran.
I went to Eldoran Elementary School for half my kindergarten year. So I know Eldoran very well, so that's wonderful. My folks lived in Galloway, which was right by Eldoran, so I actually spent some very formative years in Galloway, so that's a wonderful area to visit.
You might actually like this book we have right here.
An Eldoran book, Looking Back, very wonderful.
Yeah, it was written by John Powers, who's helping us. And it's from the Wittenberg Historical Society.
Well, my mom grew up in that area. I went to Wittenberg High School. I may have to tell her about this, get her out there and tour. I think she'd be able to get around pretty well. But but no, I mean, there's so many people that now live in the Wausau area that grew up in some of these smaller communities in Marathon County that would be connected to as well. So that's wonderful to be able to visit some of these smaller areas, rural areas of Marathon County, where there's so much history as well. There's history everywhere, isn't there?
There is.
That's the bottom line. There's so many interesting things. And you said you're very fortunate to have some folks from these areas that love history as much that you're able to lean on and add to the whole experience, right?
Right. I want to say Bevent, but the church there we're working with, I struggle with saying the names.
St. Ladislaus.
Yeah, St. Ladislaus. Yep, absolutely.
Yep. So we'll be in Bevent and ending in Mosinee.
Fantastic. When is this going on?
September 27th. It's a Saturday. Starts at noon and ends about 5:30.
Yeah, a lot to get through.
It's a good sized tour. And like Carl says, at each stop, we are working with people because they are all very knowledgeable, and it gives people more than just Carl and I standing at the front of the bus and saying, "This is Eldoran." We have somebody saying, "Welcome to Eldoran. Let me tell you about this place and my memories." And
that's the thing. I have that personal aspect where something happened that they know about, that they may have seen. I imagine that just adds to the entire experience, where it's not dry. There's real life to it, right?
Exactly. And Carl and I have been going out and meeting these folks ahead of time, and we've had a great time meeting these people. They're all so excited, and they should be, about presenting their community and its history and some of its architecture. And they're sometimes kind of amazed that want to bring a busload of people out there. But like Carl said, we're all connected. We need to look at these things at all these places. And this last Saturday, Carl and I learned in Eldoran, I was kind of amused. There's a really good food scene currently, in case you did not know that.
Good burgers, real good burgers.
There are so many bad burgers out there. When you find a good burger, you're going to take that trip.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing better on a Saturday or a Friday night or just any time than a good burger.
So, exactly.
No, see, the tidbits you're going to be able to learn on this tour to Marathon County. You mentioned that Thursday's event, you show up free. Is it similar for this, or is it different? Would you like to have people maybe sign up or anything like this, being a little bit bigger?
The bus tour is $50, just enough to cover the bus.
Sure.
So community.
Drive all along Marathon County. There's some travel. So, yeah, it makes it easier than having to get everybody in their own vehicle and drive all over the place, right?
We rent a coach bus.
Nice.
So it's a comfy ride.
Yes, it is.
$50. The tickets go on sale on September 1st over at Yankee Bookstore. So
Jane will get y'all hooked up with a ticket.
You still have the website that people can get information at?
Yes, we do. Wausau Historic Landmarks.org, and we do have a Facebook as well, of course, where we're keeping people up to date on all these folks we're meeting, and any other details we'll be sure we add when you purchase a ticket. Yeah, like Carl said, it's a nice comfy ride on a coach bus.
And what I'm going to do as well is we have a show page where we're going to have the podcast for our discussion, and we'll make sure to put the direct link, because you've given me the link for the tour to Marathon County, and we'll give a link to your Facebook page as well. So people just go to our website, go to our morning report for Wednesday. You'll be able to, number one, listen again to the discussions that we have this morning. Plus, we'll have the links to the Wausau Historic Landmarks website and the information for this very, very intriguing trek coming up in about a month's time.
A little more than a month. Yep.
So you got time to plan it out and to learn a little bit more about it. And then a fall Saturday, I think there's nothing better than that. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful, sunny fall Saturday. But at the same time, I've been on plenty of Lamers coaches, and they're very comfortable. So that's a wonderful way to travel around Marathon County.
Definitely.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Keep watching for other events as we keep planning them throughout the year. Oh, something we are working on.
Mm-hmm.
We started working with a gentleman named John Anderson. He's out taking photos, so we are working towards having a portal on our website of photos of local historic buildings. It doesn't have to be an official landmark, but buildings of interest, buildings that maybe are endangered.
Or just special in some way.
Right. And I mean, so
don't have to go to the government and get an official seal for it. As long as it means something to you, it's wonderful to share.
Exactly. So we've been very excited to start working with him. And he's a lovely guy and is part of a local photography club. Real honest to goodness photos, not just me popping around with my camera or with my phone.
Fantastic. Well, Christine and Carl, Christine Martins and Carl Martins, thank you both for coming on in. And again, best of luck with these events. And anytime, come on by and let us know what you're up to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us again.
We're going to take a quick time out and then back with more here on 98.9 WXCO. Morning again. The time is 7:53. Beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Fair skies and 50 degrees at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Along with our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How's the sound?
It's a lot better. It sounds...
Sounds back to normal?
It sounds like it's supposed to, absolutely.
Apologize, we had some distortion earlier in our local segments. I think you could still hear us, but it just sounded odd. A little bit odd, but we apologize for that, and we were able to figure out exactly what was going wrong, and hopefully that is in the rearview mirror, and we can move forward after that. Yeah. Coming up a little bit later, we have our 8:22 segment. We will wrap things up with our number for the day quiz. You are 2 for 3 this week, so already got a passing grade, and now today you'll try to... Actually, it's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're 1 for 2. I already gave you a win for today, so I guess you better get it right. So you're going to try for a passing grade today.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, why was I thinking it was Thursday already? I'm losing sense of time and space here, I guess. But yeah,
the days of the week just blend together so well, it's hard to tell how one day is over and another day begins.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So we will have that coming up. But I wanted to spend a few minutes, and often we'll be talking about either local or state issues here, but I got to talk a little bit about what happened yesterday with the President of the United States.
Oh, Pat, what did he do this
time? Pat Kreitlow talked a little bit earlier. They had nearly a 3.5-hour on-camera cabinet meeting where basically the cabinet members went around getting on their knees to say wonderful things about Donald Trump, and Donald sitting there soaking it all in.
So basically a groveling meeting.
Groveling is a good word, but that wasn't actually the part I was going to talk about today.
Okay.
Pat talked about it earlier, and I thought he made some very good points, but I want to talk about a couple of things that Trump actually said, and one of which I would think would be disturbing to the so-called small market, local control conservatives. For so many years, they talk about small government being the best, and local control, that the federal government shouldn't be telling local governments what to do. Well, Donald Trump yesterday at that cabinet meeting said this, quote, and I do quote Donald Trump here, "I have the right to do anything I want to do. I'm the President of the United States. If I think our country is in danger, and it is in danger in these cities, I can do it," end quote. He's talking about sending armed military personnel to different cities around the country, mainly Democratic, and actually I think all democratically controlled cities in terms of the governments. Again, he says, I can do anything I want to do. And at a certain point, members of the Democratic Party have to be stronger. We see some people starting to be a little bit stronger. But just as importantly, members of the Republican Party have to get off their knees and start to say, this is not right. I mean, for Donald Trump to say that, and frankly, if I'm a Democrat, I get out there and say, well, Donald, if that's the way it is, that means when there's a Democrat in office, if they feel it's in the best interest of the country to throw you and all your cronies in jail, well, they can do it because the president of the United States can do anything he wants to do.
Hmm.
No, that's not the way things work in this country.
Mm-mm.
Also,
I can't believe he actually said that at a 3-hour on-air meeting.
I could actually go for 3 hours based on stuff that he said and others said, but I got one other point I want to make before this segment comes to an end. He also, during that meeting, said, talking about the Russian-Ukraine war, he goes, quote,
right.
And again, he uses language which I think is disturbing in the White House.
I agree.
I'm going to apologize. I'm going to use the term because I just think that you got to hear what Trump had to say.
Gracious, people.
Quote, people go into war thinking they're going to win the war and they get their asses kicked. Nobody goes into a war thinking they're going to lose. I'm sure Ukraine thought they were going to win, going to beat somebody 15 times your size. You don't go into a war that's 15 times your size, end quote. I'm going to say two things here.
Okay.
Number one, I want to hear Professor Trump's views on the USSR Soviet Union versus Afghanistan war of the late 70s, early 80s, mm-hmm. that very small Afghanistan beat the Soviet Union.
Right.
And how about the Vietnam War, where the power of the United States of America was not enough to defeat a very small North Vietnamese army.
Mm-hmm.
So Professor Trump is wrong on that account. And also, Ukraine didn't start the war.
Exactly.
They did not go into this war. They are defending themselves, Professor Trump. But again, craziness in the White House.
Yeah.
And stop swearing all the time. You are somebody that the youth should be getting a good example from.
You're setting a horrible example.
Exactly.
For future politicians and the country as a whole.
And for the kids and for Americans of all stripes. Boy, but I mean, that whole event yesterday in the Oval Office,
it's just pathetic.
Was disturbing, to say the least.
Yeah.
The time is 7:59. Coming up, a top of the hour information update, news, weather, sports. Then back to Pat Kreitlow. He'll be talking to Earl Ingram after a look at the weather as well at 8:06. So Earl Ingram will be his guest coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, again, lots of sunshine here at our downtown studios. Corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, downtown Wausau. 56 degrees is the temperature. Again, expected into the low 70s before all is said and done today.
Should be really nice.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be a lot of sunshine, maybe a few clouds popping in as well.
Good night for the last concert on the square.
Do you know who is performing?
No, I do not.
Oh, come on. You bring it up. You got to know who's performing.
Yeah, I should have thought of that before I said it.
No, it's all good. But folks, plenty to do tonight as well. From 6 until 8 p.m., we will have the next edition of the Big High School Sports Show.
That's right.
Right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO on the Civic Media app, and also video streaming on the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. Jason Foster and I will review the week one action in high school football, look ahead to week two that gets underway tomorrow with some games. And also we have a pair of special guests. We'll be joined by our coach guest from Mosinee High School, head football coach Kyle Stoffel. Mosinee last week had a big win, 26-19 over Stratford, knocking off the defending state champion Tigers, ending a very long Stratford win streak. So we'll talk to Kyle Stoffel about the Mosinee football team. He'll join us at about 6:25 tonight. And then at 7:06, our student athlete guest, a three-sport athlete at Marathon High School, senior Grant Salber. He is a member of the football team at 11 tackles in the Marathon 33-0 win over Pittsville last Friday night. He is also a wrestler for Marathon and part of the Marathon baseball team. So a lot to talk about with him. So, again, lots on the plate tonight. The Big High School Sports Show tonight and every Wednesday evening from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And, again, you can also watch us and hear us on YouTube, youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel.
Hey, did you watch the Brewers game last night?
I did not watch the Brewer game last night. I heard that they
were watching the final minutes. It was a really close game. I mean,
slugfest.
Bottom of the ninth, they had all the bases loaded for the Brewers, and they were able to get a hard line drive into the outfield and get one of the players across home plate, and they won it by 1 point. It was a 9-8 game.
The Brewers took a 6-0 lead. It looked like it was going to be an easy game last night, but Arizona did not give up. So the Brewers back on the winning track. They had a little bit of a hiccup on the weekend, losing twice to San Francisco.
Yeah.
But the Brewers still holding on to their lead over the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central Division. They will have game three of this four-game series with Arizona coming up later tonight. But again, make sure as well on Friday you tune in for a free Ticket Friday.
That's right.
Civic Media is giving away a whole bunch of tickets each and every Friday to see the Milwaukee Brewers in action at American Family Field. And those tickets are going very quickly.
They're very good seats as well.
Yep, they are fantastic seats. I've had the fortunate privilege of sitting in those seats earlier this year. Mm-hmm. They are club level seats, really, really good seats. You actually get to go behind a door, special area.
Nice.
Some great food items there too, so lots of fun to be had. So Friday, make sure you tune in all day long for your multiple chances to win tickets on Free Ticket Friday with the Milwaukee Brewers at American Family Field and the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, it's time now to wrap things up with our number for the day quiz.
Yep.
We do it every day with Ian Welsh. We finish things up. We give Ian three choices, three numbers, one of which is our number for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the math, one out of three is right. So one out of three correct would be 33%. Anything better than 33% is a passing grade. If he gets more right than wrong, which would be three out of five during a normal week, that would be a winning week. Four out of five is an A grade, and five out of five is a gold star perfect week. Next week, there's only going to be four chances, though, because we have Labor Day. We are not going to be here on Labor Day. So next week, it'll be a different kind of number for the day quiz.
An added challenge.
Makes it a little bit more difficult when you have that one less chance to get the two correct. So.
Yes, it does.
But here today, it will be another number with the Milwaukee Brewers. They're doing so well. Another number involving the Brewers. And last night, they scored 9 runs. That's a lot of runs in a baseball game.
Yes,
but
it is.
That's not close to the most number of runs the Brewers have ever scored in a game.
Ooh.
And the number for today is, what is the most number of runs that the Milwaukee Brewers have ever scored in a single game?
Okay.
The Brewers have been going since 1970, so a long time, but 55 years here for the Milwaukee Brewers.
That's a long time.
All right. Your choices are 17 runs.
Okay.
20 runs, 22 runs. So 17, 20, or 22. What is the Brewers' record for most runs scored in a game? 17, 20, or 22. It occurred on August the 28th of 1992 in a game against the Toronto Blue Jays.
17, 20, or 22. Okay, I'm going to say, oh my gut here. I'm going to say 22. I'm going to go with 22 is my final answer. I'm going to say 22.
All right. The Brewers once scored 22 runs in a game.
Nice.
I didn't think you were going to get that one, so good for you.
I was thinking about saying 20, so I'm glad I changed my mind.
Well, thanks, Ian. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Yep. See you tomorrow, Chad.
So that's it for today. Back to a Pat Kreitlow. That's it for us. Pat still has more to go on. Coming up on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.